What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Olympics. Now, the Olympic Committee rejected a request by Israel for a moment of silence regarding the Munich massacre, the 1972 terror attack. Now, the 1972 terror attack was carried out by Abu Nidal and his Black September group. A lot of very strange circumstances. There were advance warnings that were ignored, and the terrorists, including Abu Nidal, were allowed to escape. And we have since come to understand that Abu Nidal and his top lieutenants were all working for Israel, and they suckered in some useful idiot Arabs to go along and play terrorists, and they would carry out these attacks that Israel would allow, would use to demonize the Palestinians. How dare they fight back when we invade and take their homes? Those evil people! And to build sympathy for Israel, say, we please feel sorry for us as we walk into land that doesn't belong to us and bulldoze homes that we don't own to make room for a new community center or whatever else they're going to do. That's what this has always been about. We know from British intelligence that Israel set up the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe, and then they made movies about it. We're heroes. We're good. They're bad. That's the constant message. We know that most of the Al-Qaeda we're seeing on the net and on TV are actually pro-Israel. Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, and his real name is Adam Perlman. He's a grandson of one of the founding members of the ADL. Tafal Katab, who ran the Revolution Muslim website in Brooklyn. His real name is Joseph Cohen. Do you get it yet? The Matrix has you. So anyway, the Olympic Committee said, we're not going to do the moment of silence, but obediently NBC did. They started their coverage of the Olympics. They said, we're going to have a moment of silence because Israel told us to, and we always do what Israel tells us to do. So Israel is out there just constantly announcing, we know Iran is going to attack us at the Olympics. Any moment now, those evil Iranian Muslims will slaughter our poor, innocent, helpless athletes. Any moment now. Evil, 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 any moment now. Okay, so where are they? I'm paying top dollar for the show. You think those American taxpayers schmucks are made out of money? Get on the phone and wake those guys up. It's just this constant drumbeat like hypnosis. When you hear the explosion, you will think of Iran. When you hear the explosion, you will think of Iran. When you hear the explosion, you will think of Iran. And I'm not the only one who's out there saying that Israel is going to pull a false flag attack in London and blame it on Iran. It is the obvious step. Because Israel and the United States are not getting any traction with any of this other propaganda to try and escalate these wars. We've had 10 years of wars. We have been in this war on Israel's enemies for longer than we were in World War II. And the American people are tired and broke. They're looking at all those aluminum boxes full of their children, and they're saying, enough is enough is enough. Nobody seems to have a reason to go on with these wars other than, oh, Israel needs it. Fine, let Israel take care of itself. They have nuclear weapons. Mordecai Vanunu showed it to us. The South Africans, you know, attempt to sell them a nuclear bomb confirms it. Germany just confirmed it. Germany confirmed that Israel has nuclear warheads on the cruise missiles on those Dolphin-class submarines. But Israel's children are precious. We can't risk them. That's what the American children are for. And that's why they're trying to lie you into another war on another one of Israel's enemies. And they're stumbling, and they know it. And that's why you can just smell panic on the wind. And I feel bad for those Olympic athletes who are going to be the bloody shirts for Israel's next escalation. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity, and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a little kind of a technical note before we go any further. I'm getting emails from people saying that they're no longer able to see the whatreallyhappened.com website. The website is fine. The server is fine. It appears that somebody is trying to hack the DNS lookup tables. So if you are having difficulty reaching our website through the name whatreallyhappened.com, please drop me an email and tell me which DNS lookup server you are using so we can track down where the hack is taking place. Thank you very much on that one. Now, getting back to the corporate media, of course, it's all Batman shooting all the time, and they're talking about the suspect's first day in court. And even the corporate media is saying that he looks dazed and buzzed out while sitting there. Like, you know, he's on some serious medication. And I don't think it's Tylenol. Or Vicodin, I think, is what they were admitting. He was on 100 milligrams of Vicodin. Eh, that won't do anything. But, yeah, looking at the pictures of him, he's doped up on something. And I think we need to know if it's SSRIs or some kind of antidepressant. I mean, the guy fits the profile. He was failing academically. He was withdrawing from his doctoral program. Now, that's something that you do if you think that your thesis and your dissertation are going to be rejected, which is a hideous black mark on your academic career. And what doctoral candidates will do, if they don't think they're going to succeed in whatever their thesis is, they withdraw. They take a deep breath. They start over with a new thesis and a new doctoral program. So it doesn't look like they failed. So this guy was withdrawing from his doctoral program. He didn't appear to have any kind of a love life. If you go out to his social media website, he's got pictures of himself with beautiful women. They're all photoshopped. This guy is photoshopping pictures of himself next to very attractive looking women. That's not something that a guy who's really got a girlfriend is going to do. So he's an ideal candidate under the stress of his academic career and everything else going on, saying, I'm depressed, I don't know how to deal with it. Doctor says, well, we'll just write you a prescription for diflazo, whatever they're about. And, you know, we'll cook your brain for 3 months and see what happens. All right, getting back to false flags and wars. Up in Bulgaria, the situation keeps changing all the time. At first, they were trying to blame this Guantanamo detainee. Now Bulgaria is saying, well, they think they've got the DNA of the bomber, and it may not have been the kid with the white face and the long hair. It's just changing back and forth. Now the story that we're getting, at least through the corporate media, which means we can't trust it as being verbatim from the Bulgarian authorities, but they're saying basically there may have been two accomplices. They're backed by Iran. How could they possibly know until they catch them? And that these accomplices are now on their way to London. I mean, they're just trying to tie it all together. They're all in cahoots together against us. So they're just waving this one around here. And, of course, all of it is fueled by a phone call they got from somebody saying, we're Al-Qaeda, and we blew up the bus in Bulgaria. We double-dog dare you to come and get us, you schmucks. I mean, you infidels. And so on the basis of a phone call, they're going to say, oh, yes, it was Iran. It was Hezbollah. All right, sure enough, because, you know, nobody would ball and claim to somebody else to plant the finger of blame in a direction, would they? Those things just never happen in this time in history here. I do want to remind everybody, of course, about the attack on the USS Liberty, where Israel attacked the Liberty, unprovoked, tried to sink it, murdered a lot of Americans, and was fingering Egypt as the blame. Until the crew of the Liberty finally got a radio message out and said, look, it's Israel, it's attacking us. There was a nuclear armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo that had to be recalled when it came out that Israel was actually attacking the USS Liberty. And when they attacked the Liberty, they shot down the ship's radio antenna. They were jamming the radio frequencies the USS Liberty would have used to call for help, which proves beyond a shadow of a doubt Israel knew they were attacking an American ship. And Israel's claim that Egypt was attacking the USS Liberty had no basis in fact, no more than the claim that Iran was behind the Bulgarian bombing. The Levant affair, one of the most famous cases because Israel actually did get caught red-handed on this one. Israeli agents were blowing up targets linked to Britain and the United States inside Egypt and planting evidence to frame Egyptians to destroy political relations between Egypt and the United States of America. Everybody's always saying, Egypt's our only friend in the Middle East. Well, until Israel came along, we didn't have very many enemies over there in the Middle East. Maybe the only reason Israel's our only friend in the Middle East besides several $1 billion a year is because Israel goes out of its way to poison relations between every other country in the United States. Big explosion, they're to blame. Another big explosion, they're to blame. Another big explosion, they're to blame. They all hate you. We're your only friend. Give us money and bombs. All righty, let's see. I put up a whole bunch of these articles about how British document verifies Israel staged the Entebbe hijacking so they could swoop in, look like heroes, and convince the world that Israelis are great and Palestinians are all evil slime that you should not ever feel bad about because they're losing their homes, because after all, they don't deserve to have homes. Let's see, UK file, more about Abu Nidal. Okay, here's the story that kind of just ticked me off, mostly because this is actually taking place partly here in Hawaii. The Justice Department spent millions and millions of dollars investigating the largest human trafficking case in the United States of America, only to just dismiss it on the grounds that they're not sure they could prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. All that money, all the, you know, we're just not going to move forward. This is from the same Justice Department that never hesitated to prosecute the patsies set up by FBI informants as terror suspects. even though every one of those cases thrown out as an obvious case of entrapment. But when it comes to this human trafficking case, we're going to let it go. Why? Well, maybe because the owner of this company that was doing this trafficking is an Israeli. Such a nice Jewish boy. We're not going to prosecute him. You remember the AIPAC spy case? The Israelis walked free and the American got a 12-year sentence? Can you say double standard, children? I knew you could. Because when members of one particular religion get favorable treatment under the justice system, then the members of every other religion are victims of religious persecution here in the United States of America. And that was something that was to be avoided by the Founding Fathers. That's why we have that part of the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. It was to prevent any one religion from becoming favored above all others in the United States of America. And if you look at the sentencing that is taking place of one religion over all the others, or the fact that prosecutions are simply dropped, or the cases are crafted in a way to guarantee that they won't go forward, you will come to understand that we do, in fact, have a favored religion in the United States of America, the very aspect the Founding Fathers wish to avoid, and that there is religious persecution against all other religions in this country, first and foremost against Muslims. Now, over in Anaheim, site of the staged riot at Disneyland, and almost, you know, the day after this Colorado deal, the Anaheim police shot and killed another person under questionable circumstances, and when there was a public outcry, what they're calling an unruly crowd of people protesting yet another shooting, the police opened fire on an unarmed crowd, including women and children. They were using rubber bullets, that's true. But at close range, rubber bullets can be lethal. They got it on videotape that when people were protesting another police shooting, the Anaheim police opened fire on a crowd of people, including women and children, unarmed crowd. At one point, they set a police dog loose on a woman with a baby stroller. Maybe the cops just needed to prove how butch they are after they blew it so badly in Colorado, because they weren't there in time to stop the crime in progress, because they never are. Another police officer has shot and killed his own son after reportedly mistaking him for an intruder. This was in New York State. Officer with the Perry Police Department in Wyoming County in western New York State was staying at a motel. Son came in, thought it was an intruder, shot and killed him. Guns aren't the problem. The police are the problem. Let's ban cops, not guns. Think of how much misery we could have saved if we hadn't had cops beating the crud out of Rodney King all those years ago. Let's see. I remember when I had to chase a burglar out of my own home with a legally owned firearm, and I called to file a police report. They never even showed up. They don't want to hear about it when citizens protect their homes and their property with legally owned firearms. That doesn't serve the purpose of keeping us all dependent. Coming down to the end of the segment here, going to take a break. Five banks have failed, bringing the total tally for 2012 to 38, which isn't as bad as 2008, but it still indicates we're not out of the economic mess. Banks are still failing despite all the bailouts, all the special privileges, all the looting, all the dishonesty, all the crookedness and cheating, and the banks are still collapsing here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, talk about Europe's economic indicators. A lot more stuff to go. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Turning to Europe, definitely something the corporate media doesn't want you thinking about here. And by the way, the stock market around the world yesterday was really bad. The plunge protection team is trying as hard as they can to get the American market back to the green. I don't think they're going to make it. We're edging closer and closer where everybody's going to say, I can't take this anymore. I'm just going to sell out, take my money, and skedaddle. Hunker down and ride out the storm. Spain is the latest domino to fall into the Eurozone bailouts. They are estimated as being about 40 days away from being simply out of money. Simply out of money, and they've got two regions seeking aid from the central government, and the central government is looking around for somebody who will loan them more money, and it just isn't there. And I would like to say one more time, for the benefit of those dense heads running the private central banks and the governments, there is no 11th marble. Now, I want all you heads of the private central banks and all of you heads of states to write that on the blackboard 500 times before you go out to play. So, yeah, it's grim over there. And, of course, the problem is that when Europe goes and that European debt defaults, all those $90 trillion worth of credit default swaps will come due.
And Wall Street's going to turn around and scream that you, the taxpayer, have to bail them out one more time. We really meant well with all the LIBOR and all of the drug money laundering and everything. Really, we were just doing what we needed to do for the good of the nation. The Federal Reserve is already dropping hints. They're going to have to do quantitative easing 3. We're just going to inflate the debt way, which is great if you are the Federal Reserve or you're a banker or an investor or a Wall Street firm. But remember, every time Bernanke cranks up that printing press or types into that computer, the money you've already earned, the money you have in your pocket, the money that you have saved loses value. It's the blackest of black magic. Lord Ben Voldemort waves his magic wand, and the value, purchasing power in your pocket vanishes and reappears magically in the pockets of the money junkies. That was one of the most essential freedoms that we lost in 1913, the freedom to hang on to the value of the money we'd already worked for and earned. When this nation was started and we had a value-based currency issued by the government, once you earned that money and put it in your pocket, it was yours. There was nothing the government or the bankers could do to change its worth or its value. In 1913, that all changed. And now with just a wave of his magic wand, or crank of his magic printing press, Ben Bernanke can make the money in your pocket worth half as much. And that extra value that vanished from your pocket winds up in whoever's the beneficiary of quantitative easing 3. That is why time you go to the gas station, the pump prices are higher. There's no oil shortage. You go to the supermarket, the food prices are higher. They're trying to blame it on drought and bad irrigation and global warming. That isn't the case. The reason for skyrocketing prices is the dollar is collapsing in value every time the Federal Reserve tries to inflate their debt problem away. And that's what's going on out there. So they're talking about quantitative easing 3 like it's a good thing. No, it isn't. It's counterfeiting. That's what they're doing. They're counterfeiting. And the reason counterfeiting is illegal is when people are printing up money without any backing and makes all the money worth that much less. But for some reason, these private central bankers have a license. They're allowed to counterfeit at will. And that's what they've been doing. And that is why a dollar today is worth just pennies of what a dollar was worth in 1913 when this scam got started, this Ponzi scheme, this pyramid scheme. So basically, Spain is saying their Spanish bonds are at all-time record spreads and yields. It's just record heights. And what that means is nobody trusts the bonds. Nobody will buy the bonds unless they're getting a huge promised rate of return, because they're taking a risk. They're gambling on Spanish bonds that Spain will be able to pay it back. Everybody says, oh, we're going to flee to the dollar because the dollar is trustworthy. Well, the dollar is trustworthy only as long as you, the American people, are willing to continue to be the slave labor that backs up those dollars and those treasury notes. And on the day that we stand up and say, no, we're not going to pay for it anymore, we didn't agree to it, it's not in the Constitution, we refuse to go along with that, that's when it's all going to start coming apart. Now, in another troubling warning sign over there, Spain and Italy have both banned short selling. That is a red warning flag that they know their economies are going into the Al-Qaeda, and the ban applies to all stocks as well as over-the-counter derivatives, and they're saying it's going to be at least 3 months. Spain and Italy understand that there are people with their own financial system who want an economic collapse, because then through short sales, they can get rich off of it. And what they're doing is very, very smart. Short selling was originally created to mitigate risk. It wasn't supposed to be this giant open-air casino that made individual brokers rich at the expense of entire nations. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm watching the corporate media. It's still all about the Batman shooting and Colorado and, you know, don't jump to conclusion. They're trying to fan this into a controversy to get everybody arguing back and forth about exactly what happened so that you are not paying attention to the economy. You're not paying attention to the rush for war. You're not paying attention to all the lies that every candidate on every side of this campaign has been caught telling. It's smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. It's wag the dog is what you're seeing right in front of you right now. Now, getting back to Europe and their debt situation, Greece is basically saying they're in a Great Depression right now. They're basically saying the economy is absolutely destroyed there from all of this austerity. And so the government is basically saying, you know, there's Greece's debt inspectors are arriving to push for further austerity measures for the country to qualify for further rescue payments and avoid a chaotic default. Now, when they say the word payments, they're meaning it's another loan. That's all it is. Nobody is helping Greece. They're just giving them another loan and using the loan to say, you know, that That Parthenon thing would look really great in front of one of our hotels in Las Vegas. The bankers are strip mining the real wealth of the world with this Ponzi scheme they've been running called private central banking, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And the Greek people know what's going on, but as long as the bankers are able to buy elections through fraudulent voting machines, and remember that last Greek election, they were burning ballot boxes right in the public square to make sure that the bankers won. So, here in the United States of America, poverty is on track to rise to the highest level since the 1960s. Poverty is going up, unless you're one of the 1%, and then you're doing really, really well. Student loan bubble, almost 50% of the borrowers are not making their payments. They were even covering that on the TV news. And they're starting to acknowledge a lot of these students got suckered in to these student loans much as the same way people were getting suckered into the subprimes. Because they're taking the student loans and they're bundling them into investment instruments just like they did the mortgage-backed security scam. And Wall Street's doing it because nothing bad happened to them for the mortgage-backed security fraud. The losses got dumped on the taxpayer. And Wall Street wrote themselves bonuses and said, well, we got away with that one. What's next out there? I know, we'll do it with student loans. And then after that, it'll be car loans. And after that, they'll bundle credit card debt. Because this is how they're making all these vast sums of money in a country that's lost most of its manufacturing here. Meanwhile, it turns out that in the Obama administration, Barack Obama has at least 3 tax cheats right in his own staff. Apparently, they owe close to $1 million in back taxes. And we thought these people were supposed to be patriotic or at least trying to do the right thing. Maybe they just have an attitude that, hey, we're at the top. Taxes are for the little people. They're for the serfs. They're not for us, the elites. Maybe. Or maybe they're simply a reflection of how bad tax noncompliance has gotten in the United States of America, where you have 36 people in Obama's own staff that aren't paying their taxes. Maybe it's the same ratio proportion all across the country. I don't know how big the White House staff is, but 36 is a sizable chunk of it. Meanwhile, almost the entire Congress is refusing to release their tax returns, and it could be that they're also tax cheats. Could also be because Congress doesn't want you to understand or find out. They have been investing their money in all these banks and financial institutions that have been getting the bailouts. That Congress has been enriching themselves, saving their investments from collapse on the backs of the American taxpayers, which is what I suspected was happening all the way back with TARP in 2008, where they ramrodded this thing through there to save all these banks that had bought these troubled assets, meaning the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. Remember after it was finally went through the House and that photo of just everybody laughing and so happy at what they'd done? Because their own wallets were on the line. And this is why, when on that list of things that we're going to want for the next government of this land, along with private central bank and very strict laws regarding vote fraud, we have to say that if there is a central legislative body, and I'm not sure that we really need one, but if there is one, everybody in it puts their wealth into a blind trust, the same as the president. And because now they're doing insider trading and, apparently the law they tried to pass to say Congress can't do insider trading with the knowledge they have about legislation, there was a loophole written into it. Eric Cantor wrote a loophole in there to allow families of congressmen to go on doing insider trading based on what they hear, you know, coming off of Capitol Hill. The corruption continues. Meanwhile, somebody did a study and figured out that the ultra-rich, the 1%, have managed to stash $21 trillion in tax-free havens. And they're saying that the tax avoidance by the 1%, the ultra-rich, is so great it would be able to pay off entirely national debts of a lot of these third world nations that have fallen victim to private central banking. Of course, that's exactly what the private central banks do not want. They don't want anybody to be able to get out of debt. The essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we are individuals or nations, slaves to debt, because then they can go in and tell you how to run your country. Austerity. Starve people. Give us the money. Starve the people more. Give us more money. Sell your roads and your waterworks and your archaeological treasures and your art museums to us. That painting by Da Vinci would look great in my front lobby. That's what's going on here. It's the stripping of the nations and the people's wealth into private hands. That is fascism. Now, the former Wells Fargo CEO, you probably heard Wells Fargo, they got sued, or they had to pay a huge fine for preferential mortgage rates. Blacks and Hispanics were being put into subprimes. They qualified for primes. They were being charged higher interest, higher fees, all of that stuff. And white people, they're very blurry about just exactly which white people, but white people were getting favorable treatment, low rates, low interest, low fees. That's Wells Fargo. Now, their former CEO, Richard, hope I pronounced this correctly, Kovacevic, I think that's it, is saying that the 2008 crash, when it became unavoidable it was going to happen, the insiders were making tremendous amounts of money because they knew what was going on and when it was going to happen. Remember, we were talking about last week, it turns out that the analyst reports from the brokerages, which are supposed to be released all at the same time to keep the trading field, the playing field level, the brokerages were actually leaking this stuff to the hedge fund managers, which allowed them to make billions of dollars trading on information other people did not have. It's all crooked. It's all corrupt. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner released emails from his days as president of the New York Fed saying they knew LIBOR was being rigged even back then. It's all crooked. It is rigged for their benefit against the American people. And I want to remind you of a very ugly statistic that we reported on a couple of weeks ago. You, the average American, have lost 40% of your net worth just in the last 3 years. Everything you ever worked for, your savings, your home, the equity, everything, your business that you built, everything, 40% of it just magically disappeared, went into the pockets of the bankers. That's life under fascism. Anyway, we're obviously edging up close to a breakdown of the entire system, and that's why they're trying to get this world war going. If they can get everybody to say, yes, we're in a world war, it's World War III, or, I don't know, I've lost count, then they'll have something to blame it on. Yes, we're sorry that you're starving and your children are hungry, but there's a war on. We're sorry you lost your home and business, and you know, but there's a war on. We've all got to band together to fight the war. They're waving that flag in front of your eyes as hard as they can, hoping it'll serve as a blindfold. Over in Japan, as if relations with Okinawa were not bad enough, apparently a United States F-16 fighter has crashed off the coast of Japan. They got the pilot back. Remember, the F-16 is the one that had that wiring harness problem that was denied for years and years. Down in Mexico, major protests against their new president. The Mexican people understand their elections are rigged. They understand the guy who is sitting in the big chair, the center seat, isn't supposed to be there. And unlike Americans, they're willing to do something about it. They're not going to accept the rule of somebody who did not actually win the election. And this gets back to what I keep telling you here in the United States of America. If the government cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the American people, then we, the American people, are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of our children in wars fought on the other side of the planet. The burden of proof is on those who are sitting in power claiming they were elected by a majority of the people. So far, they're not very convincing. Major protests all across Spain. That's something else that's not getting a lot of reporting on the TV news here in the United States of America. Now, since we broached the subject of pharmaceuticals in hour number one with regard to this situation with the Colorado shooter, I want to take a few more looks at some of these things here. The worst whooping cough outbreak in over 50 years is happening right now. And it's happening among the people who were vaccinated against whooping cough. And the CDC is still out there, well, maybe you need a new vaccine. You need a different vaccine. By the way, you probably heard they've come up with a new preventive medication for HIV. They're not calling it a vaccine because it's not a one-time only. It's something that you're going to take continuously to prevent HIV if you are engaging in a lifestyle that might expose you to HIV. It's just another way of selling the maximum amount of medicine to people who aren't actually sick yet. All the research that went into HIV and AIDS to find a cure, and ultimately what the money junkies came up with, is a pill you must take continuously from now on just because you might be exposed to HIV. And that's the best solution they can come up with? No, but it's the most profitable. People are going to be buying and taking this medication who don't actually need it, who may never be exposed. But it maximizes the profitability, and that's what it's all about here. Another recent large study corroborates vaccinated children have five times as much illness than non-vaccinated children. There's been a hepatitis C outbreak. Guys are going to love this one. A traveling hospital technician has been accused of infecting at least 30 people with hepatitis C in New Hampshire and possibly six other states, basically saying he lied to a lot of people and fabricated his life. He wasn't even really qualified to be there. Apparently, he had hepatitis C and just felt like going on out and giving it to other people. But we're going to ban guns to keep America safe. Now, here's the story. We've talked about it before, but I think it's definitely worth talking about again. The National Institutes of Health have announced a plan for boosting drug development. What it's going to do, it's made a deal with three major pharmaceutical companies to take drugs that failed, that went through development and they couldn't prove it did anything useful. And what they're going to do is just start seeing if it might do something useful. They're going to start shooting it into people, like maybe guys on their way to a movie theater in Colorado with a bunch of guns, and see if it does something that could be turned to profit. Talk about, you know, voodoo-type medicine. Yes, we've got this molecule. It doesn't seem to do anything. Let's stick it in this person, see what happens, and maybe there's something, you know, we can have it, you know, sell a profit for. We shoot this guy full of this medication, and he melts into a blob on the ground. Well, I don't know. Maybe we could mark that as a weight loss product. You know, or they inject it into somebody and the hair falls out and says, well, we could market this as a way to avoid having to spend money on hair salons for the rest of your life. They're just trying. They've got all these chemicals that didn't work, stuff that they know failed. And they're going to start just trial and error to see if they can find something they can sell it for. And this is hot on the heels of that scandal where this pharmaceutical company got fined millions and millions of dollars for selling medicines for purposes it wasn't actually approved for. And now it's becoming policy. Well, this stuff failed to work over here. Let's just try it. You know, stick it into people and see if anything useful shows up. That's a very, very dangerous way to be designing drugs. Just very, very scary stuff here. All righty. Again, on the area of weight loss, we talked about the fact that there are chemicals in our food that make us put on weight. The obesity epidemic in the United States of America has less to do with our exercise and our diet and more to do with the fact that corporately produced food is loaded with chemicals that make you eat, that make you put on weight. Now they're finding out that the sugary soft drinks not only pile on the pounds, It will change your body that actually makes it harder to lose weight. Sugared, carbonated drinks changes the body permanently, so it is more difficult to lose weight. It alters the way your body is burning fuel. Your muscles grow to prefer sugar to fat as a fuel, and that's what makes losing the weight become harder. So there's a lot of discrimination against overweight people in this country, like it's their fault. And now we're finding out, no, it wasn't. They're victims of corporate food manufacturing. People who spend a lot of time drinking sugared sugared soda pop. Not only did it put on weight, it changes their body so it can't use fat as a fuel. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, with the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. If you are the owner of a television or computer device with a liquid crystal display screen purchased between 1999 and 2006, there is a class action lawsuit where apparently the stores that were selling these products were doing a little price fixing, little nudge, And they overinflated the prices of these devices in this class action lawsuit, and there's a proposed deal where customers in 24 states, not all of them, but 24 states, will be given a refund of how much they were overcharged through this collusion and price fixing. There's a website, lcdclass.com, where you can go and find out information if you qualify, if you live in one of the correct states, or if you have a qualifying device, as it were. It's all crooked. You get the money junkies in, and they say, yeah, let's find a way to just screw the people a little bit more here. Now, Facebook is coming up on the end of its first quarter since its IPO, and it is looking at a disastrous financial statement going to its investors and backers. And, again, there was so much chicanery going on with Facebook, the way that IPO was done. And now we're finding out, again, it was the Facebook IPO that led to the revelation. The brokerages were releasing their analysts' report to the hedge fund managers ahead of everybody else. That's called insider trading. Funny how nobody's been arrested for that yet. You just, you know, think that these Wall Street CEOs were like, you know, running a human trafficking organization or something like that for all the hands-off approach that we're seeing from the so-called Department of Justice here. Kind of a weird story over in Great Britain. A guy in London was setting up a tsunami relief donation page, and he was using Linux. Now, for you old Unix gurus like me, Linux is a text-only browser, one of the first. It's used by blind people who have the Braille keyboards, which are very cool. Unix users. I used to use Linux when I was first starting out on all this stuff, before there was, you know, Netscape are available on Unix machines. You would use Linux, and you could download and then view the pictures, but it wasn't presented the way it is now with Firefox. The ISP this guy was using looked at Linux and said, "Oh my goodness, this is something strange," and reported him to the police as some kind of a criminal terrorist hacker. And they broke down this guy's door, and they arrested him for using a text-only browser on a Linux machine. Actually, it was a Unix machine, Solaris. It was a real old-school machine. So here's the problem. You've got all of this infrastructure for keeping an eye out for terrorism, and the people who are hired to be watching out for terrorism are totally clueless. They don't know what they're looking at. And they're hitting all these false alarms I've never seen that before. He must be a terrorist. And they just go on off and they start kicking down doors and whatnot. All right, we're going to take a station identification break here. When we come on back, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call on in. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be right back.